This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I kind of have hit a wall with this, and I hope all the Trumpers are out there. And about 70 to 80% of this audience are Trump supporters, and I love you all, and I think it's great. And I see the attraction, I do. But you have to kind of reach a point where you have to admit something's not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, something's odd, right? Everything isn't lined up. No? Yeah. A month ago, he sent out a meme where he had a meme of himself as the Pope. He did. And then, is it yesterday, day before, who cares? He sent out this post that has him as Jesus. And he's got his hand on someone, he's healing them. And he says that he's a doctor. Well, he's lying, which kind of adds to this. That's a lie. There's no debate that that's a lie. So he's a liar. This is disconcerting because he is the damn president, you know. And how can a man who literally, what was it, a week ago, said he wanted to destroy a civilization? I could read the verbatim. And now he's Jesus? Something's up there. And then there's this. Various studies have found that folks who pretend to be God, that this has a God complex, it's called. Narcissistic personality disorder, it's called. The first person to use the God complex was in 1879. Okay? And then there's this. You shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. Okay? And then there's this concern that there is this whole notion of various studies have found that the prevalence of religious delusion is in schizophrenia. I ain't no doctor, and I certainly don't play one on the radio. Around half of all sufferers of schizophrenia have religious delusions. They believe that they're God. Let me play a couple of clips to kind of set you straight on where Trump is, number one, in this belief that he's God, and number two, he now wants to pick a fight with the Pope. The Pope. The Pope's a bad guy. The Pope sucks on crime. Okay. Listen to these clips. We're going to play several so you can wrap your arms around what's happening to your president.
We asked the president about the latest controversy to land on his doorstep. This image he posted online, then deleted, appearing to show Trump as a Christ-like figure. He offered a different interpretation.
I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross.
But some of the president's supporters in the religious right saw it another way, calling the image outrageous blasphemy, while Vice President Vance said it was a joke.
So he took it down because he recognized that a lot of people weren't understanding his humor in that case.
Just one day earlier, Trump took on the first American-born pope, calling him weak on crime and the threat from Iran.
We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon.
After that, one prominent American Catholic bishop, Robert Barron, called on the president to apologize.
Will you apologize?
No, I don't, because Pope Leo said things that are wrong.
And did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor. And had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it. And I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better. I make people.
What is going on?
You'd have to ask a psychiatrist. Really, it isn't even worthy of a conversation. It's really worthy of a diagnosis.
Nancy Pelosi. There's more. Go ahead, Trev. Sure. Now he's going after the Pope. So now he thinks he's Jesus. And then because he's Jesus, I guess he can go after the Pope because he is God. Here we go.
Why did you attack Pope Leo on Truth Social?
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and the all of those great people that were arrested during COVID, and in many cases, they're outside 10 feet apart, and they were arrested. So we don't like it. We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
Call him a loser. So he thinks he's God, Jesus, same difference, right? And now he says that the Pope is a loser. There's more. Thank you, Trevor. That was it. That's enough. You tell me, honestly, where are we at here? Trump folks, Catholics, this is a joke? This is funny? I have deep concerns about Trump's stability. And we haven't said that. I haven't said this in a hell of a long time. Something is wrong, folks. We're going to talk to some pastors about this. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser. My friend Ellen, what's up?
And I'll be right back.
My friend Ellen, what's up?
Thank you so much, Marty. And what's up is we have some slowdowns for you on the area roads. We do have some sluggish traffic for you right around the Parkway West. It's trying to ease up, but you do have stop-and-go stuff down the front side of Green Tree Hill. Parkway East on the inbound ride is heavy right around Edgewood-Swissvale. And just a reminder for you, you do have some overnight work that's happening on the Parkway West in Collier and Robinson Townships. Each night, 6 p.m. until 5 a.m., you can find some lane shifts around the ramp from westbound 376 to northbound I-79 as you head toward Erie. Crews are doing some work there. With AAA Traffic, I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.